Good evening, everyone. Good evening. It's Thursday, August 8th, 2019. Yes, today I actually said it was August 8th, 2018, so 8-8-18. But it's a year later. It is August 8th, 2019. Good evening. Good evening. It's Thursday, and we talk about here at Let's Have a Chat. Let's have a chat about lessons in leadership. Lessons in leadership. And today I'm going to talk about think win-win. Think Win-Win is one of the habits highly effective people by Dr. Stephen R. Covey. And what got this going on? Well, earlier today, well, over this past weekend, we've had some issues as a nation, as citizens of this country, as because it happened in our country. Today I tweeted out, whatever happened to that good old-fashioned notion of win-win. Sadly, our world has become one of if I win, you lose. And if only you win, what do you gain? What do you really truly gain if you're the only winner? And it's something to think about. And people will say, well, that's the way it needs to be. That's the way it should be. There should be a winner. There should be a loser. Yes, I agree. That's how I was raised. That's how I was brought up. That's what I learned in my time in the military. But there are just some things that people, we have to work together on. There's just things that are just so big, bigger than all of us, that there can't be a win and lose. There has to be a point where we win-win. And at the Franklin Covey website, they talk about this habit, think win-win. And in it, there's a quote. It says, work effectively with, what is win-win? Or think win-win. Win-win is when we work effectively with others to achieve optimal results. And in a quote by Dr. Stephen R. Covey, in the long run, if it isn't a win for both of us, we both lose. That's why win-win is the only real alternative in interdependent realities. And that's it. Folks, immediately after the situation in El Paso and then in Dayton, Ohio the next day or the next evening, immediately both sides of the political aisle started separating themselves, and they started going to the outer edges of it. And it's like, no, we don't need more gun control. Yes, we do need more gun control. Back and forth and back and forth, and where I stand on it is my opinion. But nobody's stopping to say, hey, okay, what can we do to work together to resolve this? And quickly, then people start saying, well, it's a mental health issue. It is. It truly is. Because most people never served in the military, never served, only get a skewed view of what weapons do. Why? Because of motion pictures. And motion pictures are there for one thing, to entertain. And, well, they're there for two things. They are there to entertain the general public, who in turn will go again for the next motion picture. And what does that mean? That means that's the second thing. They make money with that. So the more gruesome, more horrific the motion picture is, the more money it's going to make. It's not about being reality or being true to the storyline. Yeah, there's some motion pictures that have been out there that are true to the reality, but for the most part, it doesn't work that way. The Rambo movies, it doesn't work that way. What was that other one? The Driver movies, same thing, it doesn't work that way. James Bond does not work that way. Folks, I'm here to tell you, James Bond does not work that way in real life. So, again, so it gets skewed, and that's typically the majority of the population's view on weapons. So, and then if you're in the military, you have another view on weapons, that yes, you know, you get trained, you get disciplined, you understand what's going on, you know what it takes and what's going to happen when you squeeze that trigger, where others just start, and that's all they think there is to it. It's far beyond that. So again, it starts getting divisive, and in anything, so that leads to, at the workplace, it starts getting divisive, and divisions get drawn, lines get drawn. In the church, lines get drawn. In politics, well, like I said, lines get drawn. And then, of course, at home, lines get drawn. And they get drawn because of, sometimes it's just politics in home. You know, you're not supposed to talk about that, but hey, where else should you talk about that? And in the workplace, and so on and so on. Now, it's not just politics, it's religion, it's medicine, it's everything. You know, pretty much anything is open game now. And it starts dividing people, and people start getting offended, and people start getting their feelings hurt. And the next thing you know, it's been pulling people apart. But people stop to think that, hey, wait a minute, that opinion is just as right to that individual as my opinion is just as right to me. that opinion is just as wrong to that individual, just as my opinion is just as wrong to me. So you see where I'm going with this? It's when we start looking at things that saying, hey, you know what? They're entitled to their opinion. They're entitled to have it. They're entitled to their stand. But it's that crossing that line in that mindset, in that ideas, and they start turning these ideas into some warped reality. Well, guess what? Nobody wins. Nobody truly wins. And it's just like that. So how do you win-win? How do you create a win-win? Well, you have to have that win-win attitude. And again, I'm going to reach into the seven habits for this one. There are three things that everybody needs to be in a win-win situation. And both parties or all parties involved have to come with these three things. They have to come with integrity. That what they're going to do is honest, it's believable, it's authentic, it's genuine, it's going to benefit everyone. Next, they have to have a maturity to understand that, hey, you know, they're entitled to, the other side's entitled to their opinions, their viewpoints. Just like you expect the other side to understand and expect that you're entitled to your viewpoints, your points of view, your mindset, the way you believe, your belief system. And then, the last thing that everybody needs is an abundance mentality. An abundance mentality means that, hey, there's enough for everyone. There's enough room here for everyone to share their views. Because if everyone's off to the side of the screen here, let's just say everybody's left and everybody's on the right, who's working in the middle? Look, there's plenty of room to work in the middle. And that's the win-win right there. Somebody gives a little, somebody gives on the other side gives a little, somebody takes and back and forth until everybody reaches a common ground and they understand that, hey, there is a problem. It needs to be addressed. But let's not go to the fringes of addressing it because, again, that just creates more division. And this applies, again, in the workplace, in social settings, in the home, families, friends, coworkers, peers, supervisors, across the board. This applies to life and understanding that in life, well, you have to have integrity. Because if someone's just out to win and that's all that they see, well, guess what? Their view of integrity, their integrity might be in the right place to them, but not to somebody else. If somebody is raised with a mindset of, well, just cheat your way, cheat everyone you come across to be successful, to get what you want, cheat, you know what? Include cheating your brothers, cheating your sisters, and we're talking about family members. At that level, something is fundamentally wrong. But it's okay.
Sorry, I'm not sure.
So the integrity, it's a learned condition. It's a learned situation, but it can be unlearned, it can be worked over, it can be adjusted. Just like, hey, you say, that's enough. I'm tired of the negativity. I'm tired of dealing with negative people. I'm tired of dealing with people that just only see that the world revolves around them, that they also still have responsibilities to others, but refuse to accept those responsibilities and do something about it. So I refuse to deal with those individuals because, again, how is that being respectful to myself? How is that being respectful to my family? How is that being respectful to my business? How is that being respectful to others? So there is no win-win attitude, and people will have that. And you can't beat that into them. You can't do anything to them. They have to come with that mindset already to the table. They have to have that, hey, you know what? I have a level of maturity that says, you know what? You're right. I have a responsibility. You're right. We need to get together and we need to come to an agreement and we need to realize that, hey, there's enough to go around for everyone. It's not a winner take all. So let's work on that mindset. Let's work on that attitude. Let's work on getting past the negative and start seeing that, hey, there is good in people no matter what's going on. So what if it doesn't matter if they stop appeasing you, if they stop licking your boots, if they stop, and I'm saying that because there are people out there that will do that just to keep you happy. Then again, you're probably doing it to somebody else just to keep them happy too. And that's how you feel on the inside. Well, folks, it's time to stop that because that's not a win-win. If all you're doing, your existence is just to keep somebody else happy, keep somebody else from blowing up, keep somebody else from, well, saying something bad about you or to you, well, guess what? It's already being done. If you're having to resort to that level, in hopes that they're being nice to you. Well, guess what? You already know that that's not happening. So there's that mindset. Get rid of the negativity, pull that negative, remove yourself from the negativity, and start believing that, hey, you know what? With a couple of things we can do, and a new people, and new attitudes, and a way of working, and having some integrity in what we do and what we believe in, the positive integrity, not the negative integrity, but the positive integrity. And understand that as we grow up, we have to get, we get older, we ideally, we should be wiser. Ideally, we should be a little bit more knowledgeable and not staying in that mindset. And that doesn't work sometimes. But again, what do? You find those that have the integrity, that have the maturity, and have the abundance mentality. And once you get there, you've got it. You've got it made. Now you start working win-win. Now we start working together. And then, of course, you know, in politics, you're going to get that situation. Well, I've reached my hand across the aisle and extended my arm and compromise. And it's like, well, no, typically when you do that or you have to say that, it's because you want them to come across to your side. So you win, they lose. See where I'm going with that? So in politics, that's going to be rough, but they keep dividing. And so long as the media keeps feeding into that division, where's the common ground? When is this nonsense going to come to a halt? You know, it's today I heard about in California, somebody went on a knife killing spree with a knife. Four people and several injured. So it wasn't a rifle. It was a knife, kitchen knife, some type of knife. Not too sure. So what's going to happen there again? But that's not the impact. The impact is in weapons. The impact is in rifles. The impact is in small arms. That's where the division begins. So see, the compromise has to work, and it has to work all the time. You can't just pick and choose. It has to be there 100% of the time. The budget, same thing. How we're dealing with China, how we're dealing with Iran, the same thing. It all has to be there 100% of the time. So if we can't see it eye to eye on one thing, we can't see eye to eye on any. But that's where change has to happen. We as citizens, we go to the voting booth and we vote. We as parents, we teach our children to be better than we were. We demand that our children be better than we were. Our coworkers, we lead by example. Those that we are charged with managing or leading, we lead by example. Our friends, we lead by example. You're with the wrong crowd? Time to move on. Find new friends. Find like-minded people. The ones on the fringes find like-minded people. You should have no problem finding like-minded person to be your friend, provided you have the integrity, the maturity, and the abundance mentality. They're out there. Trust me, they're out there. Folks, we got a lot of work to do. But as leaders, that's our job. We're constantly working. We have to constantly pick ourselves up every single day. Lead by example, because that's the only way things are going to change. So we get out there and we meet our coworkers. We meet with our family. We meet with our friends. And we show them. And we show them that, hey, things can change. Only if we want to, and we can make it happen. And it is that simple. That's that. So folks, thanks for joining me today. It is Thursday, August 8, 2019. Leadership, lessons in leadership on this Thursday evening. Have a great evening. Have a great Friday. I'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon. Until then, have a good one. Take care.